back on the regular schedule of recording an audio boo at night, wandering out loud. I've been taking Thursdays off periodically throughout the summer and spring in an attempt to get back and finish my PhD, which has to be done by the end of the year. Today was no exception. Actually, it was a return back to that rule. It's frustratingly difficult to do this. I keep getting back into code, and I shouldn't really do that. I should be writing purely text. That's boring. It's hard. It's annoying to explain yourself. So I also get distracted by things. The problem is the internet is right there. It doesn't go away. And there's so many things. I've turned off notifications, and then my phone beeps. I turn off the browser, and then I have to go look something up. Or I realize, oh, crap, I got to check my email, or all of these things. I get eventually around to it. But then I'll fall into the Kickstarter hole, or I'll fall into the YouTube hole, or I'll fall into the I don't know what else hold. I'll open up Google Reader for some stupid reason. I've got 5 minutes to kill. I want to change my mind for a little while. And breaks are way too easy to take. I tend not to work with breaks if I can. If I have a break, it will take too long. That's why I don't like eating lunch. Lunch is just a break in the middle of my day, and I don't need that. Coffee break? No. Give me coffee, and I'll drink it while I'm working. But I've been playing around with a couple of apps. The notion of a soundtrack, sort of a reactive soundtrack, or one that you, a dynamic soundtrack is really what I'm looking for. They do this in video games a fair amount. It's really, really cool. There was an app that someone had just posted, or that I saw on Kickstarter, I guess, where it would change while you were driving. It'd be really dramatic, and like, you know, you're chasing and driving along, which I think is a terrible idea, because you don't want your driving to get more dramatic as you go and drive, you know, faster and all that. I mean, yes, it's kind of cool and all, but you're not going to, you know, you're probably going to drive badly. But I thought, wouldn't it be cool to have the same sort of interactive dynamic app for soundtracks to for role-playing games? I mean, I play music during my games, I play random playlists, and you never know what's going to be played up. It could be something really slow from a movie, it could be something really intense and fast-paced when you're having a nice light scene. So I don't see anything like that. I found RJDJ, I've been playing around with that, but that's something else. It's kind of fun, but it's not really what I'm looking for. And, of course, I'm running out of time, and all of my friends, well, not all of my friends, many of my friends are currently at DragonCon. I hope you're enjoying it stupendously and incredibly.